Good. So last time we spoke about the number of Neros. We saw Me'ikra Hadin from the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, that it's only one. But however, the Olam holds like this kolbo, that everybody wants to get Shama V'Zachar. Right, and then there's additional, I think from the Shlo they bring down, right, seven for the days of the week, 10, which the others bring down in Kabbalah. There's Nisr, the 10 Sfiros, 10 Zeros Adibros. I was looking last night, I didn't see it. I think I once heard from Rav Simon that in a Parsha Shmuz, Bnei Yisachar has like 36 Neros, because there's 36 hours of the Or HaGanos that was hidden, the 12 hours for Shabbos ever. So, okay, I don't think Minig is like 36 candles, but we talked about why adding one on.
The fire department not be pleased with that one.
Yeah, right. Simon himself is not a big fire, and I think he said that he only has two, regardless of all these other ideas about adding. So the question is, what's this inyan? When I add to my two, do I lose out? So the Mechaber, the Ramah, had a line. The Ramah had a line, when you add on, it's not a problem. Ki chom l'hosif al dover ha-mechuvan, neged dover acher. You're allowed to add uvad shlo yifchos. So that was the last line in the Ramah. And one understands what that's based upon. So the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah talks about having to say a certain number of psukim for malchios. Right? So we say 10. So the question is, good morning. Question is, what if I wanted to add more? I wanted to add more psukim. Is that a problem or not? Could I add more than 10? Or is it no, that has to be davka be 10? So the Rishonim discusses, I think it's Mordechai in the Rosh, I'll read you the words he writes. Nafkamina b'machloikis, misha roitze litzamtzein masor malchios, but to add more psukim, shiyoda lekama malchios, yalu hapsukim kidei shelo yosif al asor malchios leinin zeh lo nechliku. De ein poiches ein me'asor. You can't go less than 10. Aval im bo lo hosif harshus biyado. If you want to add more psukim to the malchios section, you could do that. Aye, the magic number we want to hit is 10. But when you add, that's the whole point. He's quoting Hilchos Shabbos for Halakas Neiros. He's quoting from Malchus Musa from Rosh Hashanah, right? It says Hershus Biado ve'ein lo ma don't say cave and sheyotz dechavasu ba'asara hatosefes have kimo hefsek be'emtzah habrach. Right? Maybe it's too much. But you add it, you lose by adding too much. Kol hamosif garul. We don't say that. Dehine d'rachi ogmino and de'im rotz lohosif harei bechlal. So everything is added on. So that's what, according from this Rosh over here and others, I believe, also say the same idea. That's why you could add more, you still don't lose out your Shama V'Zachor.
I mean, not necessarily everything you could add. Like you want to take three challahs, let's say, instead of two.
Why not? The Rebbe said 12.
12 challahs?
You know, by a tish. Menachem. Menachem, I'm surprised. I'm shocked that you've never been to a Rebbe's tish. The Rebbe said 12. The Bial Rebbe here in Shul, 12 challahs. Yeah, Menachem.
But you must have held this, at least held two of them, though. Right?
Okay, I mean, they hold, but they have 12. Okay, no, I don't think they hold 12. I think there's a whole Indian, I don't know, but there's an Indian how they place them, etc., like that. But Avada, yeah. Yes.
Yeah, you want to hold three at the time of the breath.
No, you
wouldn't be.
Okay, but the number.
It's not everything you could add. I mean,
No. And what about the Grah? The Grah added. The Groy is to add to the Maiserav. The Groy said they bring down Huzal. The Maiserav was the Hanhagos of Vilna Gaon, right? What he used to do, the Groy did not have 12 challahs. Actually, the whole word, he cut 12 challahs, right? Like a mission, he used to cut two at each meal, right? 4 plus 4 plus 4, it gets to 12. Okay, but he had to bring years in it. But the Groy by Halakas Neros, Marbim Ma'od B'Neros, Shemen Zayas, he had a lot, right? Ad She Nenu Roifim Lahadlik Shemen Zayas Rak. Okay, so he used to have a lot of thing. I should read you why he did this in the footnotes. He brings down this whole day Laharbas and Eros. You're allowed to add. I don't lose. The whole point is gonna lose. And then we saw maybe to isolate the two. Right? Achin Hudas Rabbeinu Mavur Lahalon, okay? I'm Kois Meforshim. Yesh Shekosvu Demash Omer Gemora. When the Gemara says, HaRogil B'Neir, Havin Lehem Bonim Talmid Chacham. If you're Rogil B'Neir, so what exactly does that mean? How do you understand that? Does that mean you have the two? Or does that mean you add? HaRogil B'Neir. Nemar Al Reboy Haneros. He understood HaRogil B'Neir means to add on additional candles. That's what the Gemara would add. Velo Al Ner Shechayiv Midino. Not what you have to light. Harag of an heir, okay, you're doing what you have to do. So what's the chap? Okay, you have sons-in-law, with Tamini Chachamim, right? Al-Kain, Hayamar Bebeneros, right? That's why he used to add on a lot. Okay, so it's more of a covered Shabbos to add on. So that was what the Gra did. All right, now this is the new topic to discuss. This idea about missing a week, right? When you miss a week, so all of a sudden now there's a knas that you have to do that. So we said maybe it's because there's this onus, right? That if you miss out. The first week after, the woman couldn't light or whatever it was, so she was not well enough, so therefore we give a knas on her. Now she has to continue to light an extra candle for the rest of her life. Do you know anybody who does this? Who lights an extra candle? Your friend of ours in our apartment first got married, so our neighbors, she missed a week, so she had an extra candle every Shabbos. I want to go through the actual sources to show where this idea develops from. So the source of it is from the Maharil. Most Ashkenazic minhagim come from the Maharil. This idea that if you miss a candle, if we read the Maharil carefully, we'll see that it's not exactly the way that the Eruv seems to quote the Maharil. Right? I'm going to read you the Maharil. What happens? Nishabas achos a Maharil al isha whatever, she forgot she was a shogig. So she didn't light like that week. So what does she do? Horla, so he instructed her. Shela maduda v'heishiv lo shetehe zehira koyemela hosif al kol ner shel mitzvah yosem imasha haisa regila. So listen, look at that. Look in the line. That's it. Shehosif, she should add on more oil to everyone that she was already lighting. You follow?
Not a new candle.
Not a new candle, but just add to what she had been lighting. In other words, whatever number she was at, let's just say simple, 2. So if you had this much oil in it, so now you make this much oil. You add on, but it doesn't say so you're doing more, but you're not increasing the number of neiros. You follow? That's the Maharil, right? B'shi'urim ad at. She has to add on the number she in the shi'ur that she lived for. Okay. And he tells her she has to do tshuva, she has to be mizvade. Okay, fine, and to afflict herself, right? And then tavala bracha. Fine. That's how the actual Maharil writes. Then we get to the Darche Moshe. Who's the Darche Moshe?
Moshe
Issel is the Ramah. So the Darche Moshe is his earlier sefer before he gets to the Ramah. So he brings this idea down on our simon. Kosev Maharil. Isha Shashach Avalo Hiliku Ner B'Shabbos Tzricha Koyme Lahosif Al Ner Shel Mitzvah Yosem Yimah Shehaisa Regila Halik Adato V'Tzricha Tainis Vidui. Okay. So that's where it comes down. This is a very distant chumrah to add on. He quotes it, but he says it's a chumros rechokos. The adrab, the opposite. Listen to the Ramah. Nira dechol hamoisiv al haneros ain't elegorea. If you're adding on, that's not a good thing, right? Again, we saw you could do it because you don't lose out that much, but we want to get our shama v'zachor. Umafsi hakavana shel zachor v'shamor. But the women follow this Maharil. So anybody who forgets, she goes ahead and lights, right? Okay, he brings it from the Mordechai. The beginning of fine. He quotes those who allow that we saw from the Rosh, but the Mordechai says the same thing as well. So that's the idea.
But that's actually very interesting. His protest about the, violating the Shalom Zachar doesn't apply to Maharil because he didn't change.
Because he didn't do it exactly. He never said take away the two. No, no. I mean, lose that two. Right. He says, I don't know. You shouldn't do it because you're going to lose it. But even though he says, I'm fighting City Hall. The women do it. The women follow the Maharil. So he says, okay. So at least he's Malamed Zechus. He brings the Mordechai. We saw the Rosh, right? They could do this, but really says it should be staying at two. So now that's the question. What is the halach l'maisa? Before we actually get into what do we do, there's a lot of different tshuvas about this. Okay, we have to understand the status of electricity nowadays, because it's sad to say what was it like a Shabbos in back in the day when you didn't light the candle that week.
Dark.
It's dark. It was a miserable, it was an upsetting Shabbos. So don't let this ever happen again. But nowadays, if a woman forgot to light the candle, maybe she turned on a light, Maybe there was lights on in the house, in the apartment. So maybe we'll have to see the post can discuss what the status is of electricity, right? We've talked about in different contexts you can be yotze halakas neros with by turning on an electric light. So maybe that's gonna say, morning. Maybe that's gonna save us. Maybe the electric lights are going to save us. But I think it's fine. It's fascinating. Everyone quotes this Maharil, this idea that you have to add a light, but that's not what the Maharil said. It says you add oil to each one, but you don't do it. Okay, just a few more things before we get into the electricity. The Maharil. We call it the Likutei Maharil.
See, if you followed the Maharil literally, you would never have been an objection because you still have the same two camps.
Correct. That's what Michael pointed out. Exactly.
I mean, the issue, I don't know when the conversion really to candles from oil came about, but maybe it was sometime in between. Or is it always even back then it was more candles?
I think it was back then.
Because if he's talking about adding more oil, but if you weren't using oil, then you didn't have a choice.
You make a bigger candle.
You get a stainless sized candle.
So in the Dirshu, he brings down interesting ideas. What about if you use different level candles depending on the time of the year? In other words, in the winter, using a longer candle, can I use a shorter candle? You go to the store and they have those like pre-made candles, like the 4-hour candles,
there's
6 hours, different sizes. Can I switch sizes from my summertime candles to my wintertime candles? Maybe I don't want them. It's a late Shabbos, it starts in the summertime. I don't want them burning for 4, 5, 6 hours. The post discussed that, but let's go. I want to stay on topic. This idea of the Maharik about when a child is born, about adding the candle, right? Because that seems to be the minhag. Even if the woman doesn't miss, even if the husband's going to light, add another candle. It says, minhag anoshim kasher yula lehem ben obas, mosif iner echad. We add on a candle when a child is born. Mazel tov. The Samach Levar Mishum the Amrinan, the Gemara says, Peribam Malikin, Schar Shemar bin Beneros, the Shabbos Havile, Bonim, the Chasonim, Rabonim. You'll have sons and sons in laws who are going to be Talmid Chachamim. Lekach, Becho Pam, Sheula, Lahem, Ben Obas, Marbe Beneros, because they want to have more things. Near Mitzvah or, right? Sha'ai Deze, Yizach, and the Bonim, the Chasonim, Talmid Chachamim. So this is the idea that the Maharich brings, a lot of Minhagen he brings down. Of adding on when a child is born, not necessarily she forgot, and then but it might not have been an onus. It's like an onus. You would have thought, what was the case with the Maharil? The woman forgot. She forgot. She was shogeg, but that's not the case. She physically can't get out of bed. She can't. She can't light. So if that's really the idea, so then maybe there's what to talk about when in applying this kenas nowadays. So that's really okay. Ooh, all right. So Mirtz Hashem, next time we'll discuss the halach lemaisa. We'll see tshuvas from. Rav Vosner has an important shuv on this, and also see from Rabbi Abadi Shlita about what is the status and what to do. Lamaisa, if in fact a woman forgot the difference, whether it was shogeg, whether it was ones, whether she lit electric candles or not, we'll have to put all the pieces together to figure out what to do in that case. Okay, Shkoyach, have a great day.